South Africa's fragile economy is already off to a stumbling start, with rising coronavirus cases straining the healthcare system and electricity constraints coming back to the fore as load shedding resumes. So, with all the risks at play, what are the prospects for the local economy? Joining me now to share their outlook is senior economist at BNP Paribas, Jeff Schultz. Thanks so much, Jeff, for your time this evening. So, right at the top, we've had BNP Paribas revise up its GDP growth estimate for 2020. That's now sitting at -7.1%. It's revised down its forecast for the first half of this year to about 2.5%. Talk us through some of the factors and considerations in play here.
Sure. Thanks, Alicia. So, yeah, I mean, I think we did obviously have quite a nice bounce in activity in the third quarter of last year. But I think we've got to remember that we're coming off very, very weak bases. So, you know, a 66-odd percent bounce in activity in Q3 on an annualized basis is coming off, you know, a 51% fall in the previous quarter. That being said, we have seen evidence in some sectors of the economy, like the mining sector, for instance, that is benefiting quite significantly off strong commodity prices, and that has basically returned them to pre-pandemic levels of activity. But unfortunately, within the other sectors of the economy, they are big laggards. And unfortunately here, you know, that speaks to a lot of the structural difficulties, I think, that are still facing this economy, very weak levels of domestic demand, and of course, load shedding, which we are anticipating that is going to be one of the biggest years of load shedding like we had in 2020. We think that 2021 could actually be even worse. So unfortunately, while we do see a growth rebound of 2.5% this year, a lot of that is actually a base effect rather than any new robust economic activity being generated here.
So like you say, Jeff, even if we do see the successful rollout of vaccines, it's the structural impediments that are still worrying, because they're not being addressed adequately enough, fast enough, in order to alleviate some of the constraints on the local economy. Despite that, though, you expect a relatively favorable year for the price performance of Rand assets. In particular, you say that you continue to see value in the Rand in the short term.
Yeah, sure. So, look, there's a bit of a dichotomy here that you're seeing, not just in South Africa, but I think globally, where, you know, economic activity and conditions is remaining quite weak and fragile. COVID infections are rising, yet equity markets are hitting all-time highs. Currencies and emerging markets are strengthening. And so South Africa is very much part of that, right? And so, we have a very supportive commercial and financial channel globally. What I mean by commercial channel and financial channels, commercial channel is a robust demand coming out of key economies like China. We are anticipating China's economy to grow 9.5% this year. That's good news for commodity prices and ultimately good news for industrial and precious metals, of which South Africa is a big exporter of. So that's helping push our current account into surplus, our trade account running record high surpluses right now of about 9% of GDP. And so that is very supportive for the currency. The financial channel is what we're seeing globally, which is ultra-lax monetary policy globally, a U.S. Federal Reserve that is embarking on a very strong quantitative easing program. There's ample U.S. dollar liquidity out there. There's a weak dollar environment, and that is also helping the Rand going forward. So we think that these factors are probably going to keep the Rand quite well supported in the short term, yeah. But it's not to underplay the risks that are out there. We still have large uncertainties with regards to a vaccine rollout domestically. We've got big fiscal concerns domestically. And of course, we have the growth issue, the structural growth rigidities that I mentioned up front.
Yeah. How much of those those risks are now intensified, Jeff? Because we've seen that we've got more than 28 million people are now under lockdown in China. So, it's reporting its highest number of new COVID-19 cases in more than 10 months. And that putting potentially that China recovery that you highlighted on the back foot. On the other hand, we've also got stateside a lot of concern about what happens when easy money starts being reined in, or what are we potentially looking at there?
Sure. I mean, I think there is a great deal of uncertainty still. But I think at the same time, we've got to remember that, a vaccine rollout en masse to a billion people in China, is going to take time. And so I think a lot of the benefits of the vaccine rollouts is probably only really going to be felt in economic activity in the second half of the year. But that being said, you know, obviously it is a very big concern to see spiking infection rates, not just in South Africa, but globally. Mm-hmm. So that does pose some level of a downside risk. On the other side of it, of course, is obviously a global economy which is on, you know, is on the rebound, and inflation, reflation, the reflation trade, the so-called reflation trade, which seems to have taken hold in the early parts of this year, which has, you know, led some Fed officials to initially start maybe talking about tapering expectations in the U.S. We think that this is overdone and probably very preemptive. And in fact, we've started to see a lot of Fed officials this week, including Fed Chair Powell, pare back on the expectations that the Fed is going to be tapering its QE purchases anytime soon. So we think it's quite premature to be talking about a tightening in global monetary conditions when we're still talking about a global economy that is still very, very fragile.
Okay, all of that being said, Jeff, we've had the focus very much on South Africa. How are we stacking up relative to our emerging market peers?
Quite poorly, unfortunately. So I think South Africa is going to remain one of the laggards in its economic recovery, purely on the basis that I think a lot of our structural difficulties that have been lying largely dormant or not so dormant of late are coming back, unfortunately. And so that is going to scupper the pace of the recovery. And so, you know, you're talking about countries like Brazil, Mexico, the Czech Republic, Hungary, all of those economies are going to be growing, you know, between 4-5%, we believe, this year, compared to South Africa's rebound of around 2.5%. Of course, our contraction last year was somewhat larger as well, so we're coming off a lower base and our rebound is actually quite weak. So unfortunately, we do see South Africa as being one of the laggards in terms of the economic recovery that we're seeing in emerging markets. And again, that is a potential headwind for something like the currency.
Yep. Jeff, certainly a long, hard slog ahead of us. Let's leave it there for now. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Jeff Schultz is with BNP Paribas.